Frederick Edwin Church finished this 10-foot-wide panoramic landscape in 1859. For many Americans at that time, this stunning painting titled Heart of the Andes was their first ever look at the Andes Mountains of South America. Let your eyes walk through the landscape. Enter at the lower left, in the foreground of the painting, the part of the picture closest to you. Follow the footpath along the riverbank. You'll pass a tree in a patch of sunshine. Carved on it, you'll see the artist's signature and date. On a branch under the tree sits a colorful bird with long tail feathers called a quetzal. Farther down the path, two people pause before a cross at a religious shrine. Now follow the river into the distance, where it disappears around a bend. You'll see it again to the left, near a village with a church. Choose a path up the dark mountains toward the icy peak on the upper left. Frederick Church visited Ecuador twice and made sketches for this painting there. The finished landscape doesn't show one single actual place. It's a composite landscape. It has details from many different places in Ecuador that Church saw. Putting them together in one image allowed him to show the incredible range of climates in the Andes, from lush jungle valleys to frozen mountains. Nearby, you'll find another huge landscape painting by Albert Bierstadt called The Rocky Mountains, Lander's Peak.